square planar or octahedral geometries. So starting with the square planar case, this one then where the two chlorides are sitting next door to each other is called the cis geometry. This one where they're sitting opposite each other is called the trans geometry. Remember, this was the example molecule right at the start of the coordination chem section that's important in the drug industry. This was cisplatin. Now the number of isomers changes then as we go through the the system because we end up with more and more permutations as we increase the number of ligands that are inside that coordination sphere. So in this case here, we've got M standing for the platinum, A standing for the chlorides, and in this case we've got Ma2B2. And this example here, it's Ma2BC, so we're now increasing the number of different ligands, and then here ABCD. So we've now got three isomers versus two isomers for that case there. Now, what all I would ask here would be for you to draw examples of the different isomers that are possible. Normally speaking, it's going to be one of these Ma2B2 cases. That's 9 times out of 10 what I'm